This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Hello, this is the Startup Show by the Kenyan Wall Street, and my name is Ali Mwakanenu Gakweli. We're sitting with Paul Kimani, who is the CEO and founder at WorkPay. WorkPay is an HR and payroll solution provider for fast-growing companies in Africa, and we really want to break down what's been happening in the HR sector since the pandemic began, and the role of digital solutions like WorkPay in solving challenges in HR in general and solving some unique challenges that came about during the pandemic. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hey, thanks, Ali, and thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be part of your podcast.
You're welcome. So just to begin to know each other, we all know that WorkPay is an HR and solutions provider, but what is that? Who is WorkPay, and what's the product? How does it look like? And what are some of the companies that you target or have worked with?
Thanks so much. So as you rightly put, WorkPay is a HR and payroll software provider. Basically, what we do is that we provide solutions around people management and payroll and payments for companies, especially fast-growing. The reason why we like and say for fast-growing is that as a company, as we are growing fast, as we are adding more and more people to your team, a number of challenges comes in on how do you manage their day-to-day, how do you manage their payroll, how do you manage their taxes, and even how do you manage their benefits if you offer any to your clients. And that's where WorkPay comes in by providing a solution that essentially helps you from day one. Once an employee joins your company, when you're onboarding them, we help you take them through until the last day when they're leaving your company, and if everything that happens in between, from leaves, from managing their documents, processing their payroll, handling their taxes, payee, NSF, and HIF, all those things we do for you. And that is what we provide for you in a platform that is accessible over cloud, so you don't have to have it. I don't have to be in one place. You don't have to be stuck in an office. So it's a solution that is future ready, a solution that can be used both by companies that are only working from a local or from one place, as you may call it, from an office setup, to even people who are working remotely.
Thank you so much, Paul. And I'm aware that, you know, WorkPay didn't begin as WorkPay, and by that I mean your operations began in a different name. And I'm curious, what's the story behind your solution? What's the personal pain point that you were able to identify as a co-founder that, you know, drove you to build this solution for the East African ecosystem?
So when we started WorkPay, we started it as a different product. So it was called Toza Plus. And I say product because it was not even a company. So we were running a dev shop for quite some time, building all manner of solutions for people from MFIs, for small businesses, building them simple things like websites all the way to complicated resource management solutions. And while we are doing that, we always wanted to build a product. We did not want to run a dev shop forever, but we were not clear on what product we wanted to build. But when we are running the dev shop, we kept on coming across people who need us to build resource management solutions for them, or recommending solutions for them, from accounting solutions, from payroll solutions, CRMs, project management solutions, or even POSs for people who are running businesses. So we really did a lot of work in that space. And we thought that there's an opportunity here. So what we did is that we built a product we called Toza Plus. So Toza Plus was, we used to call it we used to say that it's a business operating system. So basically what we were trying to do is specifically focusing or targeting SMEs in the country, was that we can provide them with a solution that can help them to manage all their resources, from people, money, clients, anything that they want to do. So we wanted to give them a solution. But once we build that as an in-house product again, And after running it for about 6 months, we really learned a lot. We got some really good feedback from the people that we our early adopters. And we realized that it's going to be like a very, take us a lot of time and money for us to really build a full-fledged kind of ERP, we may call it so. And that's why we were able to really ask ourselves hard questions and check what the data was telling us. And we decided, you know what, we want to drop everything. We want to focus on the HR and payroll space, that we could see areas of growth there. We could see actual pains that people were going through. And we could see actually the opportunity for doing that, not only for Kenya, but also doing it for the whole of the continent. So once we switched from Toza Plus to WorkPay, it was very clear for us that we were not building for Kenya, but we wanted to build for the whole of the continent.
You say, Paul, that you asked yourself some of the hard questions that eventually, you know, led you to narrowing down to building a startup that provides, you know, cloud-based HR services. Do you mind sharing some of these hard questions that you asked yourself?
Yeah, great. So the reason I say it's hard is that, as I mentioned, we had so many, a number of modules, if I may call them so, because basically they're actually products. One of the products that we had to drop was accounting. We had part of the solution, or we had accounting aspect, and that's where we had more users. But these users were really not satisfied with what we were offering. So they were always comparing us with really mature solutions that are out there, QuickBooks, Sage, and the like. And they always wanted to use or us to really grow very fast to get to those levels that they were that they needed. And then there were really so many alternatives for them out there that they could use. So for us, despite us having more people on the accounting side, we could not see how we were going to scale that. We could not see how we were going to build like a really big business around it. On the flip side, we had fewer people on the HR and payroll side, but they were super happy. We had like the product was not good, but they were really happy about it. They were happy that they can actually, there's actually a solution that they can actually do everything from running payrolls to actually dispersing money to the employees from it, as opposed to exporting Excel sheets and the like and taking to their bank. So that was really exciting to them. And we really had to ask ourselves, do we drop more than 50% of our client base and go with probably 20% and build around them? Or do we just figure to continue pushing with the many people we have and try and figure out down the line? So the answer, despite not being the best that we wanted to do, we actually decided that we are going to go with HR and payroll, because that is where we are seeing opportunity for our product, as opposed to going with the others like accounting, CRM, and even project management.
There's something that you talked about that really touched a nerve on my end, which is that when you started, companies or other customers were comparing you to mature solutions. And that's a challenge that a lot of startups in the ecosystem face. So for example, anyone entering the HR solution like you guys is likely to be compared with say guys like SAP, or maybe startups in the fintech, providing fintech or banking services are likely to be tempted or to be compared with the success of legacy systems. I use legacy here with a pinch of salt, like M-Pesa. How do you navigate that within the HR space, the space that you decided to narrow down?
Yeah, so the beauty of the opportunity when you're actually going against legacy service providers is that they don't do a very good job, especially around innovation and around speed. And also, especially if we are targeting the small and medium-sized companies and probably startups. So like in our case, of course, there are so many legacy solutions in the space, but they are so outdated. They are so old, even in terms of the way they do their things. They are not intuitive enough. They don't do everything like what our modern business needs today. And that's what we provided. We ask ourselves, what can we do that is different or differentiates us from what the existing solution providers are doing? And number one of them was like the user experience has to be way better than what others are used to. And I think that's one of the things that we have actually really succeeded in, including even right now, we just did what we are calling WorkPay 2.0. We are actually in the process of transitioning our clients to the system. So we have to every day keep on asking ourselves, how do we make our solution probably 10 times better than what people are used to? And then the other question is that what else can we offer that other people are not offering? And we have quite a number of offerings that we provide that are not offered by the other solution providers. So it's something that will always keep on coming up. But the beauty of, and that's the strength of a startup, is that how fast can you identify a problem and how fast can you innovate around it before the legacy solutions providers, as you call them, before they go back to boardrooms and decide that they want to do something, you should be already on your way. And that's how you win.
Allow me to expand the scope of the conversation here and look at the HR sector in general. What are some of the challenges that you witnessed when you began the company, or rather when you built the first product, the first iteration before narrowing down to WorkPay? And specifically, how do you think the pandemic has really, really affected this sector?
So just like most of the sectors when it comes to small and medium-sized businesses, like it's so paper-heavy, it's so manual, and people are so used to it that at times they don't even see when we're trying to sell our solutions and the efficiency that can bring to them. At times they have hard time seeing it because they are so much used to the inefficiency. They are so much used to doing things manually. And at times they're not able to actually appreciate what you're offering. But once they see that, they're actually able to actually see how their life can be made way easier, how much money they can save in doing their people operations by using solutions like WorkPay. So that was one, that the space is so heavy on paper, it's so heavy on manual. I'm sure you or even our listeners might be shocked that there are even so many businesses that are still pay people via cash in terms of salary, which is really, really something that is shocking, considering where we are, even in terms of financial inclusion, when you think about things like M-Pesa and the like. And then the other one is that because of this process being so paper-driven and so manual, there are so many or a lot of wastages that happens in between. So depending on how companies process their payment for their employees, there could be a lot of things that comes in, including what is very common and famous with government, what people call ghost workers, like use, and this could come in many forms. Probably in government, ghost workers is what you see. Probably you are paying more people than are working in your company or than are hired officially by your company. But also there's the other issue of paying for more days for your actual employees than what they have worked for. Let's say if you pay people per day or even for hours, you pay more than what you have actually are paid for. So that's actually a challenge that we saw, that there's a lot of wastages that comes in. And then lastly, the fact that there's an opportunity for digitizing and making it way easier and cheaper, affordable and secure for people to be able to pay their employees regardless of which bank they bank with. I'm sure you have heard stories of people, if an employee, you bank the same bank as your company, you're able to receive your salary the same day that is dispersed. But if you bank with a different bank, that takes quite a number of days for you to be able to get your money. So WorkPay like brings that to the same day, regardless of where you bank, you're able to actually get your money at the same day, regardless of your bank and the bank of your employer. So when it comes to COVID, COVID actually accelerated a number of things, not necessarily changed, but accelerated. Before COVID, I think the biggest change that we have witnessed or after COVID is that as the issue about working from home, or right now, as people are saying, working from anywhere, that was something that was already happening. That was something that people already having conversations around even before COVID. But now when COVID happened is that companies did not have an alternative. People had actually to work from home. People had to work from anywhere. And companies were forced to really, not out of choice, but out of necessity to survive. They had to actually make sure that their people are well supported from wherever they are working. They had to change their systems. They had to change their policies and even the way of working. for them to ensure that actually employees are able to work from where they are and they're able to deliver. And essentially what that meant is that now the managers had more work to do. The managers had a lot of thinking to do in terms of how do they actually make sure that their employees are still performing at the expected levels and still work as they would work from an office. So I think that has been the biggest shift when it comes to what we have witnessed as far as HR is concerned. Right now, people are not even hiring, not even worried about people being within the same country. People are hiring from anywhere, as long as someone is able to work from there. People are finding ways to be able to hire from anywhere and have these people deliver. And that has been the biggest shift that we have seen as far as HR is concerned.
Looking at a solution like WorkPay or any other digital solutions, of course, when it comes to things like working from anywhere, we've had changes in terms of task management, payment, not so much. How do digital solutions like WorkPay sort of help to harmonize realities of working from home? Rather, how have digital HR solutions sort of assisted companies navigating hard times like narrower revenue streams in terms of managing their workforce?
Yeah, so of course, with the changes that has happened, of course, companies were able to look out there, and there are tons and tons of solutions that help people to shift and start working from home. And one of them, of course, as you say, is things that can help them to manage tasks, things that can help them to keep people in touch. I'm sure solutions like Slack, things like Google Workspace, people really got to use them. Even WhatsApp, people having probably when companies that did not have WhatsApp, company WhatsApp group, people having to create that for even different teams, for them being able to do that for easier communication. So I think the biggest challenge that was brought to that, especially for teams that had never done remote work before, was how do we keep the teams engaged? How do we keep the teams in sync as they're working from wherever they are and still be able to, for them to still be able to collaborate and deliver as a team, so that you don't run into the danger of just having individuals, but not necessarily a team. So there are tons and tons of solutions that are out there that help people to transition. So in terms of us specifically as WorkPay, one of the things that helped us, of course, being a cloud solution, is that people, especially in people operations, are able to still do their functions from wherever they are working from home without necessarily having to worry about going to an office if they were used to using on-premise solutions, which is heavily used, especially like in Kenya. People are using on-premise solutions, but now with solutions like WorkPay, they're able to actually do that from wherever they are. Something else that we actually introduced and actually are currently running it with a few clients is that essentially that we are enabling people to hire remote teams. So what that means is that we are helping companies to hire anybody across the continent and do it legally and still offer the same benefits that your employees at your headquarters are enjoying. An example is if you want to hire somebody in Nigeria and you still want to do it legally, pay taxes, offer benefits, medical insurance benefits, WorkPay gives you a solution to do so. It helps you in making sure that their taxes are taken care of in that country, make sure that helps you to make sure that those employees are paid on time, regardless of which country they are, as long as we have an operation in that country. And that has been really exciting, and we are really, really excited about it as a team, because what that means is that apart from what you have been offering for local teams, we are now having an opportunity to empower companies to be borderless and be able to have teams that are really diverse as far as countries are concerned, that you could have a company that has probably five people from five countries or even more. And that now is a reality, and it's something that is possible by some of the solutions that we are offering.
I'm looking at the scope in which your solution serves. And I remember in the beginning of the podcast, you clarified that some of the key, or rather your key target market is fast growing companies in Africa. However, challenges like ghost workers, Paul, are more prevalent in government, especially in Kenya, than in the private sector. And when it comes to challenges like that emanate from cash-based payment of staff are more prevalent in a less structured or quote-unquote informal sector like agriculture or construction, especially in Kenya again. What are we looking at in future? Should we expect a possible partnership to promote accountability or reduce inefficiencies in these areas?
Yeah, good question. So at least for now, we don't see us providing services to governments. And I see for now, because we don't know, things might change in future. For us, for now, we want to strictly try to help small businesses to grow and grow fast. In terms of issues of what you mentioned, rightfully put, that probably ghost workers are happening more in government's institutions and those kind of things. But there are still some companies that especially that are growing fast in sectors that really hire people who are more semi-permanent or informal. Let's say, for example, people in construction, we can already see that there's a lot of probably construction happening across the continent. People are like in private security companies, there's still a lot of, they grow fast. Those are people who could hire, let's say, 50 to 100 people in a month. So they still need solutions that would allow them to be able to be on top of their finances, on top of their people management. So those are some of the people who our solution would work for in that use case. But for working with governments for now, no, we still see a lot of opportunities that we could provide our, we could help businesses to run more efficient and save more time and money. And that's what we want to concentrate on for now.
Maybe lastly, as we wrap this up, looking backwards to look forward, what has been your impact within the greater Kenyan and East African HR space? And what are some of the things that we can expect from WorkPay in the short and midterm?
Yeah, so looking back, as you say, one of the things that keeps us excited and keeps us moving is the stories that we hear from our clients and the stories that we hear from our clients' employees. That right now, you get somebody who used to get their salary after 2 days or 3 days after the rest are paid, and they give you stories on how that has changed since the company switched to WorkPay and they're able to receive their salaries on time. And like, that's the super exciting to us, and you can see the impact that we're not only causing to these businesses, but also to people who work in these businesses. The other one is the issue of how much time and money that some of these companies were losing in terms of inefficiency in preparing the payrolls. In terms of you as a manager or as a leader in a department, you are thinking about so much administrative work as opposed to really thinking on a strategy about your people. And that really comes to almost zero by using our solution, and that really is something that keeps us moving and keeps us excited that we are actually causing an impact to people that we intended to do so. In terms of looking forward, we are going through a very, very exciting time. So we are actually working on launching in a number of countries. When the right time comes, we'll be able to announce this. We are looking to launching into a number of countries between 5 and 6 in the next couple of months. And we're actually working very hard to make sure that from our solution perspective, from a business perspective, we are ready for this market. So it's really exciting, and we are really looking forward into offering the same solution that we have been offering to companies in Kenya and offering to other countries in the larger African region. The other thing that is we are super excited about, and as I mentioned, that we are currently working on is what I mentioned, payroll for remote teams. So we're actually providing employer of record services for companies that want to hire in a number of countries. That is in Nigeria, Rwanda, Ghana, Uganda, Tanzania, Egypt, Zimbabwe, Angola, Zambia. Like if you want to hire an employee in any of those countries, we actually have a solution that would help you to do so. So we are super, super excited about that. That's what we are working on right now. But eventually the goal is to be able to allow any company that is trying to do business in Africa have a very, very easy way and a very, very affordable and a very intuitive way to manage their people, and actually a way that also the people who are managed like. So it's not, we are not only building for the employers, we're also building with the employees in mind. And yeah, that's what we are working on, and we are super excited about what the future holds.
I can't wait to see you guys expand to other countries. Paul, this is all I had for today. To our listeners, that was Paul Kimani, the CEO and founder at WorkPay. And I'm happy to have you today. And I can't wait to tell this story once it's expanded at a more regional scale. Something that I forgot to mention to our listeners, WorkPay was actually one of the two Kenyan companies, I think, that raised money through Y Combinator. If you're a startup enthusiast, you actually know how big Y Combinator is. And we can't wait to see more from just some of the milestones that the company has been able to achieve within the local HR space and some of the plans that Paul has hinted here very carefully. Thank you for joining today's podcast, and see you next time.